Hello everyone, this is Weekend Edition, Saturday afternoon. Today, it's Friday, confirming the death of Beloved. Since were killed by missiles from the piloted aircraft, the security officials say, in Pakistan. The quest for unity between Fatah and Hamas has exposed a fractured society that remains geographically separated and still largely controlled by Israel. And finally, France says on Friday that it has given 14 Libyan officials 48 hours to leave the country of France, a day after similar action by the United Kingdom. Excuse me. In local news, the $65.7 billion proposal by Mayor Bloomberg includes cutting 5% of the city's school teachers, as well as other municipal jobs. In other news, police officer Franklin Mata said he and his partner, Kenneth Moreno, committed no crimes during 4 visits to a drunken woman in Manhattan's apartment one night. The two are charged with raping the said woman. And finally, in local news, Molly Way, accused of spying on the kid who... on the Rutgers University student Tyler Clementi, who killed himself after his roommates recorded him having an intimate session with another man, was admitted to a program in which he must perform community service, testify when needed, and participate in a counseling to deter cyber bullying. And now on to our business story. As discussed during our headline segment, Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou on Saturday denied there was even an unofficial discussion over Greece quitting the Eurozone. An act his troubled country be left alone to finish his tasks. Ministers from the Eurozone's biggest economies met in Luxembourg to discuss Greece's debt crisis on Friday, but Athens and senior EU officials denied a report by Germany's Spiegel Online that the Greek government had raised the prospect of leaving the 17-member Eurozone. These scenarios are borderline criminal, Papandreou told the conference on the Ionian island of Meganisi. He said, and I quote, "No such scenario has been discussed, even in our unofficial context. I call upon everyone in Greece and abroad, especially in the EU, to leave Greece alone to do its job in peace." European Central Bank Governing Council member Erkki Liikanen on Saturday shut down reports of Greece exiting the euro and said restructuring its $327 billion euro debt would offer no permanent solution to its problems. And finally, I'll look at the weather now. It's 70 degrees outside here in New York City, partly cloudy skies. The humidity's at 27%. The dew point is at 34 degrees Fahrenheit. The monthly rain at 0.42 inches. The pressure at 29.82 inches. The sunrise was at 5:47 a.m. with the sunset going down at 7:57 p.m. So far, it's high of 71, a low of 54. Daily rain has been zero. The rain rate is at none. And the wind gust is going southwest at 19 miles per hour. As we take a look live onto our weather map, we have some storms developing up to the north and the west parts of the city. North and west from New York City, with some rain showers moving on. You could catch a complete weather outlook on our official website. And our detailed forecast, Saturday it'll be 71 degrees. Mostly sunny skies. Tomorrow the same. Monday high of 70. On Tuesday it'll be high of 69. And so is Wednesday. So this week it'll be high in the late 60s, early 70s. But with a 30% chance of rain Thursday night heading into Friday. That is Weekend Edition Saturday. See you later.